keep us in your prayers also, in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
And the responsibility to determine your future.
Okay, good people, it's that time now for us to sit attentively and get ready, because King Arthur is in the house, and what we want you to do is get out your pencils, get out your papers, and get ready to join King Arthur. He doesn't have the Knights of the Round Table with him, but he's going to be sharing a relevant word of the Lord with you. So right now we want you to sit back, and we want you to get ready to enjoy the engrafted word of God. So on that note, we're going to present to you King Arthur. King Arthur, are you there?
Amen, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, well, we're ready to go. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
For your love and for your fellowship and for all that you are to the body of Christ, for the word that you share to the listening audience and everything. You know, I thank God that he would join me together with brothers like you and your family, your wife, and the awesome ministry that y'all are doing here in the Louisiana area that's spreading abroad.
Yes, sir.
I bless God for your ministry. I bless you, and I thank God for you, bro.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, radio audience, it's always an honor and a privilege to come on this radio broadcast and share with y'all. Now, listen, I just have one message. You know, if you ever get tired of hearing it, man, or you have to turn me out. But I just have one message. And that message is the gospel of the kingdom. What kingdom? The gospel of the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. What's the word gospel? Not just the message of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, but the gospel. The word gospel comes from the Greek word evangelion. And it simply means glad tidings or good news. So even though there's this kingdom of God that you hear about, and everybody, you know, you might hear people mentioning their messages and everything else, you know, and as you know, and it's a title, and even in some sermons, you know, but there's a gospel about this kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven that I know has yet to be preached in all the world. In fact, it's yet to be preached in the majority of the church. It's preached now, but I am listening, and it's violent. Man, impacting, boy, this word. Facing all kind of opposition, boy, but it's violent. The Bible said it this way, the kingdom of God suffers violent, but the violent take it by force. What you mean? it's violently impacting this world system, boy. So we got all kind of opposition against it and everything else, but you can't stop it. It's like a little leaven. Boy, it's a leaven hole. It's like a little bitty mustard seed, boy, on the planet and all the people in coming. When the tree grew up, all the birds come flock down. You can't stop it. And there's a good news about this kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. But just a little bit, let me just share with you the difference between the two. You know, they use synonyms in the Bible, but they mean two different things. The kingdom of God sometimes is used, and sometimes is used the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is the influence of a king over the territory, the influence of a king over his domain, over his territory, impacting it with his will, with his desire, with his intent, with his purpose. What is the kingdom of God? A territory over which a king has power and control and influence. The governing influence of a king over a territory. But impacting it with his will, with his desire, and with his intent, and with intent that means purpose. And what's the kingdom of heaven? The kingdom of heaven is that place, that territory, all the attributes of it, everything our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard. We can't even fathom, man. Well, what heaven must be really like, all the fullness of it. That's a territory over which God, the king of all kings, has power and control and influence over. That's an unseen realm. That's a place where God lives. That's a place where you originated from. And all of his attributes, all of his characteristics, all of his lifestyle, all of his culture, all of his blessings, his whole lifestyle, everything that every believer of man is trying to get to for all that it consists of, that's the kingdom of heaven. That's the place, the territory. You know, we're talking about the streets of paved with gold and boy, that's that place. The kingdom of God is the governing influence of the king over that place. The good news that Jesus Christ comes preaching about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, that I just told you the difference between the two, is that's available to you. Now, he said this when he began his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. His first statement. His first word is important. He said, repent. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of God is near. It's among you. In fact, this is how near it is. It's within your reach. You know what it within your reach means? That means, man, it's within your reach. That means it's between your fingers and you. That's how close it is. It's at hand. It's within your reach. Why are you saying that, Jesus? Because I came to bring that. That's what I came to bring. That's why I came. It's one of the main reasons why I came, is to reestablish the governing influence of God over a territory called the earth, impacting it with his will and his desire and his intent. For what purpose, officer? That it might be on his earth. The characteristics and the culture of heaven and all the lifestyle of heaven and all that heaven is, that it might be on earth just like it is in hell. What can you imagine that? And boy, Jesus comes preaching that good news and say that's available to you. Boy. All of the government influence of God, you can come back into the, listen, you can come past the gates of Thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the church service, all the way into the literal. Or you can commune with him. Or you can then have a personal relationship with him. Or you can know him for yourself. Not your mother's God, and not your grandmother's God, and not the church that my grandmother went to and my family raised up to. The boy, that you might know him. Who? The Most High God, our Father, which art in heaven. Listen, that's his greatest desire, man, that we might know him. Not know of him and not know about him, but know him. And the love that he has for us. and the power that's available to us, and what you mean the power? Boy, the authority and dominion and influence and ability that we have on the inside of us because of, boy, what Jesus Christ found for us over 2,000 years ago. Clean what he did, cleansed us from all our unrighteousness. For what purpose, Doctor? So that, boy, we can come past the gate, past the courts. What you mean? Past thank you, Jesus. Past hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Past the church service, going to church on Sunday. All the way behind the veil into the literal presence of the Most High God. Well, you can dwell there on this 24/7. Unbroken fellowship. Well, that's what he wanted more than anything. Well, because that's how he started this thing off. He was walking and talking with his son Adam in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship, 24/7. No disconnection, boy. I'm talking about nothing. No interruption. Just a father and his children. By the way, all of us are in there. When he was talking to Adam, he was talking to all of us. And the thing that he's saying to Adam, boy, was what Jesus Christ came preaching. That good news about the king. Because Adam was under the government and influence of the Most High God. Allowing God to impact him with his will, his desire, and his intent for his life. And what was that original will and desire and intent for his life? That boy, God would extend his governing influence of heaven, from his realm, from heaven, the unseen realm, down to this seen realm, boy, called the earth. So what place is that? So that he can establish the culture of heaven. The culture of heaven. What's going on in heaven? What heaven is like? That he might establish that in our territory that he created for us called the earth. So that it might be on earth just like it is in him. God started that off. And God had that. And in Genesis of your Bible, chapter 1 and chapter 2, you've heard me say this many times. Those are the two perfect chapters in the Bible. In those chapters, there's no death. In those chapters, there's no sin. In those chapters, there's no racism. There's no hatred. In those two chapters, there's no unbroken fellowship. In those two chapters, no church the way we know. It was church, but not like we know it. God wouldn't meet with Adam. He never told Adam to build a building with stained glass windows in it. We're going to meet there on Saturdays or on Sundays and fellowship. No. They fellowship all through the day, 24/7. They was one. The governing influence of God was in Adam, and Adam was in God. How was Adam in God? We'll get to that in a few minutes. And it was on earth. Just like it is in heaven. Not over the whole earth, but that little garden that God planted, not our religious, not what the Christian planted, not the theology and the philosophy and the belief system that we as Christians have planted, or those who are Buddhists have planted, or those who are Muslims have planted, or those who are Hindu. Those are four big major religions in the earth. Not that. Not what we planned, not what we do, but God planned the garden. Our Father, he planned the garden. Who doing it? This God doing. That's the governing influence of the king over his territory. He planted the garden. And there he placed man. What's the garden he planted? A little carbon copy of him. The presence of the Lord. Where God dwelled with him in the cool of the day. They had a sign of a mandate, wasn't it? I want to impact earth. I want earth to be a colony of him. I want the same culture of heaven, the same thing that's going on in heaven. I want that going on this earth. The way he's going to get that done is through you and I, through his family's son, impacting us with his will, his desire, and his intent. Through his governing influence, not through religion, through his governing influence. Listen, he a king. He not a pope. He not a prophet. He not an apostle or a bishop, or he a king. He not a prophet. He a king. Boy, what Jesus Christ can do, boy, impact, boy, I'm talking this earth, boy, with the real of it. He come to bring, boy, that what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. He come to bring that back to you and I. What was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 again? Boy, that was unbroken fellowship. Boy was walking and talking with us in the cool of the day. Can you imagine what he was saying in that time? Can you imagine what him and Adam and Eve were talking about in that time? Can you imagine what kind of conversation, what kind of sermon that we call a sermon? Can you imagine what kind of prophecy, boy, what God was telling them in that time? Boy, I tell you, I didn't see it in your ears, I heard the best we can come up with. Can't even know. All we know is all we learn. And all we learn is not nearly all that is to know. Boy, that's so much more than that. Who can grasp his infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of his love? Nobody. You are beautiful beyond description. To marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is, I stand in awe of you. Yes, indeed. And that's the kind of fellowship, boy, that they were having, man. His infinite wisdom, the depth of his love, we can begin that and start that, boy, and start developing that and growing that. That's why he wants us to come past the gates and past the course and past the church service and past the Bible study and past the radio broadcast, and all the way until his very presence. I don't have but one desire. Let me get you to come join my church. We are the church. I just winning souls. What? For the kingdom of heaven. What souls? That's minds and wills and emotions and attitude of man. The soul of man. To what, Arthur? To my church, to my ideology, to my philosophy? No, to the kingdom of God. Let's come tell you the good news, man, about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Everything that you're trying to get to, boy, your big brother Jesus Christ came down to this earth and brought that back to you. I told you had it in Adam and Eve and you lost it. And boy, your big brother came and brought it back to you. What's the deal, is Arthur? And the enemy don't want you to move it. Who's your enemy, boy, to death? You play him off and you don't give him much attention, but boy, that's your enemy. Boy, that's a war going on. You might not know it. I'm talking about you. In fact, you don't know it. But that's a war going on. And I don't care who you are, what the deal is, how much money you got. Ain't no escape in this. Ain't no bunker that you can go down into. Boy, it's a spiritual warfare that's going on. And it's for your soul. The spirit, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. The governing influence of Satan and the governing influence of God. For what? For your soul. So that you don't go on to receive the end of your salvation. What is that? Which is the salvation of your soul. Why? Because that's in the process of being saved. And that's why we say this all the time, when you're becoming who you already are, then you start the process more. When you're born again, you start the process. Now you got to go on to receive the end of your salvation. That's the salvation of your soul. You still got the same old thoughts. Still have the same old feelings. Still get hurt. Still get all that. Man, all that got to be. That's why Jesus' first words that he came in and he got his ministry, he said, repent, but be willing to change your mind. Change your whole way of thinking. Change your whole way of talking. Change your whole way of living. Change your whole way of walking. Change everything. Everything about you. Why, boy? Because I came to bring a governance system, boy, that's totally different from, boy, what you've been born, trained up, and designed to live in. Why couldn't the brain man what God originally intended and planned and purpose and desire is for your life? Not for you to live whole and try to do the best you can so that you can make it to heaven and hope I sit down by the goat and live and drink water with God and not know. So that you might then complete what God started, boy, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. You know what he started in Genesis chapter 1 and 2? And I'm going to be telling you this over and over and over until I figure out that. He created us in his image and his likeness, and he come and planted a garden. He created us in his image and likeness. What is that? In heaven. Where is our Father? In heaven. Where we come from, he created us in his image and likeness. When he wants something, he speaks what he wants to what he wanted made from. When he wanted the plants, he spoke to the earth and they came. When he wanted the animals, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted the stars, he spoke to the firmament. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. He said, let us. And from himself, from us, through the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, came you and I. Hello. That's why you're a masterpiece. I don't care what people have told you. I don't care how bad you have lived and your life has become. Boy, you are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. And boy, what that warfare that's going on that I told you about with the enemy don't ever want you to know that's the kingdom of darkness. And he don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of what I'm telling you. And then some people say I'm kind of long-winded, and I am. Why? Because I got something to say. And if you ever heard what I say, you don't be saying, man, oh, I hope you heard what I say, or whatever. But no, boy, you're going to hear it and hear it and hear it. But boy, if this gospel that I'm talking about, if it's here, it's because of God in this world. So, devil, have hardened your heart and blinded people's eyes so that seeing they see not and hearing they hear not, lest this glorious gospel of the good news of the kingdom of God that has come back to you be imparted into your life. And boy, you will receive the gift of eternal life. And you will receive the gift of righteousness. That you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that you will receive, Lord, your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. It's your inheritance. That belongs to us. And here we are living and dying like men and allowing a squatter on our land. The devil and all his demon cohorts, the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and wicked spirits in heavenly places, boy, dictating to us. You know how they dictate to us? All they do is dangle a circumstance, a situation, and a symptom, and they can make us act however they want. Somebody say something bad about you, man, that's a circumstance, situation, symptom, man. Yeah, the next thing you know, you hate them one another and tell them about one. And all the devil did, man, was just dangle a circumstance, situation, and symptom. And boy, he made us turn against one another and hate one another. That's a spiritual warfare that's going on. That you might not even be aware. That I'm not my mind, that you're not aware. And boy, let me tell you, so another world, boy, called the world, the kingdom of life. When you come into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell, man, and then you start growing up in that kingdom, and instead of, boy, the circumstance, situation, or symptom of the kingdom of darkness dictating to you, and the circumstance, situation, and symptoms of the kingdom of hell, start dictating to you. And just like that devil got the world under puppet string control, and all he got to do is dangle a little circumstance or situation or something, he'll make you act however he wants you to act. Somebody step on your shoe, man. Then even if they say excuse, man, they might end up shot. And all he did was step on your shoe. Somebody might look at you, boy, the wrong way, and man, not even be thinking, man, of you. Mine might be 1,000 miles away, but boy, you saying, why are you looking at me that? I'm talking about next thing and so forth. There's enemies and fighting and killing them. And all the devil did, boy, was just bring in a little second fast situation and say, and then after he makes man up, act however he wants to act, and he's sitting up there laughing at it. But all the time, boy, there's another officer, boy, called the Holy Spirit, and the Most High God, and the Son Jesus Christ. And they bang in a certain fan situation in Simba, but boy, when they bang in a certain fan situation in Simba, they ain't bang in a certain fan situation in Simba to make you hate yourself. Make you want to destroy your brother. Because you know the first act that mankind did after they fell and got put out of the Garden of Eden, you know the first thing that happened, man? When Adam and began to have children, one brother killed the other thing. Oh, because that's the devil's word. What he come to do? To steal, kill, and destroy. Boy, your purpose, your destiny, your identity, your ability, your self-esteem. They make you think you're a mere man and a mere woman and living and dying and don't know where you're headed, where you're going. Then you come to steal, build, kill, and destroy. But I like that conjunction with that book. Because what I've been to say now nullifies everything that I just said that the devil come to do. The Bible says the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I am come that you might have life. Hallelujah. And then more abundant. What you mean, Lord? I came to bring you back kingdom. Kingdom. You've been living like, boy, just mere men and mere women. When all the time, boy, you're kingdom queen. Creating in the image of lightning of the Most High God. But all the time, you got everlasting life. You trying to get what you already have. You already, man, cleansed of all unrighteousness. Well, you never know it, you never receive it, you never grab a hold of it. And if you never know it and never receive it and grab a hold of it, then, boy, you're losing. You won't know. And that's the spiritual warfare that I'm talking about, that the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of. Boy, he don't ever want you to find out. Hallelujah. He don't ever want you to find out. I kind of lost my Facebook page, but we kind of getting it back again, you know. That amen don't ever want you to find out about this gospel of the kingdom that I come on this radio broadcast to share with you all the time. Well, I don't have but one message. What that message is, boy? All that I'm talking about, that's available to you now. And listen, all you got to do is turn on into it. I don't have any pre-planned message. I don't have anything scripted. I don't have anything written down. If I have that, when come time for those things, I'll do that. But I'm going to hear your broadcast up and come and go out of you, boy, what's on the inside. What's on the inside of everything? The gospel of the kingdom. The word of God. You say, study to show yourself approved. A workman who need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm going to tell you what this thing is really like. It's about a king and the governing influence of that king over his territory, king, his kingdom, and his royal family. And boy, I'm talking about he set up his kingdom, his king, and boy, he placed his royal family in that kingdom, and then he lost his royal family, and his royal family got kidnapped from that kingdom or put out of that kingdom, and everything that he's been doing ever since they put out of that boy was to come and redeem their lives from the destruction of being separated from him, cleanse them up from all unrighteousness, and restore back to them what they lost. That open door into the presence of the Most High God. Their sovereignty, their dominion, their royal power, their identity, who they really are. Not just mere men and women, not just black men, white men, no. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. Kings and queens. Not just apostles and prophets and evangelists, but ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. Or representatives of the kingdom of heaven. Not of your denomination, not of your church, man, not of the kingdom of heaven. Not of your theology. But ambassadors of Christ, ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, representative men of the kingdom of heaven. To do what, boy? To impact, boy, this foreign territory of earth with all that heaven is like. When you send an ambassador from the United States board to Haiti, one of the poorest countries over there in Western Indies, them people, them ambassadors don't live like those Haitians do. Well, they live in the bed, dry the bed, wear the bed, eat the bed, guarded by the bed. And the government pays for everything. And he ain't got time for his man and you to be worried about that at the expense of what is representing him. The United States ain't got time for them ambassadors, man, over there to be worried about how they gonna make it, who's gonna pay the house, know how their kids gonna get taken care of, everything. No, the government take care of everything. Right, because boy, all they want for them to do, boy, is spend their time representing, boy, the Constitution of their country, the government of their country. Just an ambassador. And boy, when you seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as an ambassador of God, boy, and everything that you have need of, or if you have, I promise you that. I live there. That's all I know. Not that I don't know, man, in the natural world, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to get through this, man, how this going to happen, everything else. Boy, I just keep on representing the kingdom of heaven. I just keep on telling people, man, about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. I just keep on seeking first the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Even in spite of my faults and my weakness and my inability, baby, I just keep right on pressing on, boy. I get knocked down and get back up and say, Father, forgive me of my unrighteousness, my faults and my state and mistakes, and I keep pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. What the high calling that's in Christ Jesus? Boy, to be just like him. You mean tell me we can be just like Jesus or just like him? Not that that's how God created you. But they don't want you to know that. He doesn't want you to be Christians. And he wants us to be Baptists, and he wants us to be Muslims and Hindus and black Muslims. And he wants us to be all those things, boy, that we much more than. As long as you don't learn how to be, boy, the son of the Most High. As long as you don't learn how to. You don't mind you being an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Especially if you ain't preaching the kingdom. You do the math, man. You know how damn it sounds, my boy. How many messages have you heard, man, on the kingdom? How many messages? But listen, I don't mean that all the messages, man, that you've heard, man, you know, is wrong. All those are the preliminary bounce that leads up to the main event. The main event is the gospel of the kingdom. Boy, listen, I told you this many times before. It's like, boy, a pay-per-view heavyweight fight. You got, man, four or five fights on the card before the main event. And all those other fights, man, to get you geared up for the main event. So all the messages that you've been hearing, man, are good messages, man. But there's a purpose for that, man. Well, that's to get you ready for the main event. What's the main event? This gospel of the kingdom, hallelujah, shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Listen, boy, they don't go home after the first fight. The preliminary bout. They don't go home after the second. Right there with me. But after the main event, then the people don't just sit there, they go home, and it's over with. When it's God's let the kingdom is preached and all the way. That's why the devil don't ever want death to come to them. It's small little ministry, not the big name ministry no more. Boy, I'm talking about God is looking to and for the earth, looking for just men and women, boy, who he can show himself strong on their behalf. That's what he does. They're looking for big congregation, boy, he's just looking for individuals. And boy, he can come and reconcile back to himself. Boy, God clothed them with his righteousness, bring us up into his court and teach us his fucking principles and give us the keys to the kingdom so that he could send us back out into a lost and dying world and compel the lost and dying baby to come on home, to come on back in. To be reconciled back to God. The Bible says, hey, he's given us this ministry of reconciliation for this reason, to go into all the world and let the world know, boy, that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling us to himself. What do you mean reconciling us to ourselves? The word is two words. Conciled, where we get our word consolidation, or to make one. Re is a grammatical prefix, which means man again, or go back. So reconcile means to reconnect us. Consign means to make one. Reconcile means to make one again. What God has given us, the ministry of reconciliation, to go into all the world and let the world know what are the, that God was in his son, blood, cleansing you of all your unrighteousness and restoring back to you everything that you lost in Adam. What you lost in Adam, you lost your sovereignty. You lost your dominion. Listen, we didn't fall from heaven. God brought us down here from heaven to earth and placed us here and gave us authority and dominion and power over the earth and say, here, this your territory. Now make it in your territory just like mine, and I'm going to give you everything that you have need of me to accomplish that. That's what the word of what he did, he created us in his image and his likeness, and the Bible saying God blessed him. That's that word blessed him. That don't mean gave him houses and cars and land and money and mouthpiece and all that. Next, let you go around talking about everything because you got a whole bunch of money or you think that's God a blessing. God ain't a blessing. The blessing of God, boy, the ability boy, to accomplish God, boy, God's given purpose and destiny for your life, the sovereignty that you need, boy, the potential that you need, and the ability that you need, the power that you need, the influence that you need, everything that you have need of to accomplish your God-given destiny. What's your God-given destiny? That you rule and reign on the earth. That you allow, boy, God govern. Ooh, the Holy Spirit, boy, to come establish, boy, the culture of heaven in your life here on this. So what purpose is going to say it's going to be on earth like it is in heaven? Listen, that's where it's going to end up here. Most of you think you're going to go to heaven and live forever and ever up there. No, the Bible ends, man, right where it started off here. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, it started off on the earth. God placed us on the earth and gave us dominion and authority and power on the earth and gave us a mandate, what, man? He gave us a job, gave us work, what that meant. Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth, man. What? Make the whole earth just like that. How am I going to do that, Arthur? I'm going to send you go away with things you have need of. What we have need of, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says, he formed man's body from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his body the breath of life, and man became a human. What he did, boy, he released on the inside of him, boy, the ability of God, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, the government of heaven. The one that will lead and guide us into all the reality and truth of everything that God said and intended and desired for our life. Listen, without him, it can't be done. He's the only one, man, that can reset up the culture of heaven for in the earth. None of us can do it. We don't even know the culture of heaven. So somebody got to come from heaven. That's where Jesus came. He came to bring it. And then when he went and finished what he did on the cross and cleansed us from all our unrighteousness so that we could bring it, come on back into it, and wash white as snow for the last act on the earth. He said, listen. The Bible said, boy, he came to his disciples, and he breathed upon them. The same thing that happened in Genesis chapter. When God breathed into man, the Holy Spirit. Same thing Jesus did after he cleansed us from all our unrighteousness. His final act is the greatest one of all. Then he breathed into man and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive. That's a dramatic prefix again. Word to man. Receive me to own. Re is a dramatic prefix to mean to own again. So you once were filled with the Holy Spirit and God breathed into your nostrils before you, when you rebelled against God and became an unclean temple, then the Holy Spirit left. So boy, the governing influence of God cannot be carried out, but that's how you carry it out. That's why your scripture says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. You're trying to do it yourself. I tell you, it's not about what we're doing for God. It's not about what Christians are doing for God. It's not about all the things that we can do for God. It's about what God's doing for us. That don't mean we don't do nothing. I'm talking about we don't do nothing in and of ourselves. But boy, when you find out what God is doing for us, then, boy, what we do then is you're in on that. We ain't trying to get God in on what we're doing, because if we don't know what he's doing, then we try to get him in on what we're doing. What we're doing can be totally different from what he's doing. He ain't in on that. They rebelled, and then they rebelled against that. They declared independence. When they declared independence and rebelled against what God was doing, then the Holy Spirit left. So without the Holy Spirit, how you going to know? Without the power of God, without the ability of God, without the presence of the Lord, without all the attributes of God, with all that God has for you, how you going to carry this out? Your church can't carry this out. Your church can't accomplish this. Your denomination can't accomplish this. Boy, it takes the Holy Ghost. Hey, listen, this is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They the one doing the work. God say, let us make man in our image, in our life. Who said that? Let us. Who is us? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They the one that doing the work. If you build a house, your labor is vain. The best you can do, boy, in front of men, appease deity, boy, that's in vain. That's why you got to find out, boy, what he's doing and get in on what he's doing. And you cease from your work. You don't cease from work. You cease from your work. And you get in on God's work. Now you're working from a different perspective. You ain't working trying to get saved, boy. You're working because you are saved. Hallelujah. You ain't trying to live right so that you can make it to heaven, man, and hope that you make it to heaven. You ain't trying to come out of sin, man, so that you can get good, man, written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hope that's where when you go before the judgment seat of God, you say, okay, you can come on in, man. No. You're doing that because you're wrong. So you know that you are as sure for eternal life in heaven, boy, as if you were already there in the fullness of it. You're as sure that as if you were already there in the fullness of it. And because you're so sure of that, boy, you chart your course toward that destiny. Even though you're in this world, you're not of this world. But we being trained and conditioned. We being retrained and conditioned. Listen, that's a place for the church, boy. The church responsibility, boy, is a place where you come, boy, where you're training for rain. People are training us how to reign in life, you know, how to rule in life, who we really are, man. Instead of that, boy, we've been preoccupied with having church. And all that's preliminary. But all that lead up to the main event, boy. You living in a generation now, boy, where this gospel of the kingdom, we on the brink of a global explosion, boy, this mess. And let me tell you something, boy. You're going to face opposition. You know where the greatest opposition is? The religious church. Wow. Because, boy, they conditioned me to the preliminary gospel. And they're not going to be just eagerly willing to give up the preliminary gospel and go and start more proclaiming the main event. Because they've been conditioned, trained, brought up, and to share the preliminary gospel. There's the preliminary gospel to get you out of Egypt. It'll get you saved. The Old Testament was types and shadows of things that was to come, of spiritual things. All those things were just types and shadows, man. It was a means to an end. It was God's permissive will, boy. It was, man, the preliminary bounds that lead up, man, to the main event. Boy, what's the main event, boy? The gospel of the kingdom. The good news, man, not about Jesus. Not, let me say that right. Not just about Jesus and all that he did, but what he said and what he brought to this earth and what he proclaimed, what he preached. And what he did and what he said. All that's contained in it. But you can preach what he said, I mean, what he did and all that, and never preach, man, what he said. And what he did, like I say, those are preliminary about. Those are the means to the end. What he did, Arthur, he came in and hung, bled, and died, man. He taught us, man, everything else. He rose from the dead on the third day, man. We know all that, but that's a means to an end, so that you could be reconciled back to your Father. So that you could be hooked back up to God. So that unclean vessel that you was born in sin and shaping in iniquity, so that unclean vessel can become clean. For what purpose, Arthur? Or so that the Holy Spirit, that's the missing part, so that the Holy Spirit can once again come take up residence on the inside of you and I, and that we will allow him to do the work. That we will allow him, boy, to lead us and guide us. Because he's going to lead us and guide us. He's going to testify, Jesus said, of me. He's going to bring you in remembrance of everything that I've taught you, everything that I've showed you. He's going to show you how to walk in the reality of that. He's going to show you how to be there. He's going to show you how to have that. In and of yourself, you can't accomplish that yourself. But I'm going to send you back to confidence. I'm going to send you back to the Holy Spirit. It's better for you that I go away, he said. Why? Because I didn't finish my work. I didn't clean you up. Now when I go away, I'm going to send you back, boy, the comfort of glory to God, the Holy Spirit, man. In fact, he told them disciples, boy, he said, listen, y'all tarry in Jerusalem Well, hang out in Jerusalem. Wow, boy. They were ready to go, boy, and preach that Jesus Christ is risen. He said, no, y'all go, man, tarry in Jerusalem, because that ain't the message. Then you say this, until you receive power from on high. Until you receive, boy, the Holy Spirit. And what are you going to do, boy? Then, man, you're going to be a witness, not for me, a witness for Jesus, talking about what Jesus did. A witness unto Jesus is doing what Jesus. See, you're not careful, you get witnesses for Jesus. Why? Because you haven't seen the power of the Holy Spirit. There ain't nobody but his working. And we hadn't even got there yet. Unless the Lord built a house, we're related to that. And the way he built a house, not by power, not by power, huh? By my spirit. Listen, when the earth was barred and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and God began his reconstruction process, boy, first thing that happened was the spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep. And he was hovering there. And he waiting. Waiting for what? Waiting on the word. What word? Not no any word. Waiting on the word of God. And when God spoke, then the Holy Spirit took that spoken word of God, boy, and manifested it in this scene. Who did that? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's why, boy, Jesus never attributed none of those great works that he did to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, boy, to open the blind eyes. That he has cast out doubt and bring this gospel of the kingdom, boy, to humanity. Who was the Holy Spirit? But he can't do the work in you because, man, you're unclean, so I got to clean you up. I got to wash you white as snow, even though you're seeing like starter, but boy, my blood on Calvary can clean you up. So what place is on this other that, boy, I'm talking about I can be saved? No, that's the beginning. That's to get you out of Egypt. That's to get you out of the type of shit. That's to get Egypt is the type of this world that we live. Pharaoh is a type of the devil. Pharaoh's army is a type man of all the devil, principalities and powers and wicked spirits and rulers of darkness and wicked spirits in high places. All his demon cohorts. That's Pharaoh's army. That's Pharaoh's and his army. The children of Israel, that's all God's people. The saved one. Those who all of us, the children of God, who've been in bondage, man, for generation and generation and generation. Under the bed of the elements of this world, boy, but I come on this radio broadcast and through this Facebook page, boy, to tell you, boy, first and foremost, to that devil, duck said the Lord, lose his feet. They've been wandering around in the world, saved, but they listen, you listen to this broadcast, that means your heart turning towards God, man. And you, man, you know Christ on the inside. You most Christian people listen to Christian radio. Hey, but on this Facebook page, everybody can listen to this, boy. Boy, he coming. And he coming to do what? To reconcile you, boy, back to himself. To tell you, man, about this good news. To impart unto you, boy, that to me and to let you know that, boy, listen. Thus said the Lord. He heard your prayer. And he come down, boy, to take you. He already brought you across the Red Sea and saved you. But, boy, in this day and time, boy, you say, I heard your prayers, man. You've been wandering around in the wilderness, boy, for 40 years, long enough. Now I'm raising up some Joshua and some Caleb, boy. And, boy, I'm talking about in the children of God, boy, that that they can take across this Jordan River over into their inheritance. What they inherited, come to you who are blessed of your father. Get your inheritance, boy. All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Listen, that was a path for us before the foundation of the world. And boy, God is raising us in Joshua and Caleb. What did Joshua and Caleb, boy, he raising us for? Kingdom preachers. And kingdom teachers. And people, boy, who are telling men, God preaching men all about the kingdom. They did it no name ministry. But let me tell you something. Boy, I'm talking about God's best kept secret. Say, boy, I'm talking about the world don't even man, recognize, don't even know. Little ministers like my pastor over there in the Houston area, man, Pastor Little, and Let's Go Higher Ministry. Ministers like, boy, I'm talking about, boy, Moments of Inspiration, man, with Bishop Kenny Townsend there in the Alexander Pinefield area. Ministers like, boy, you know, I'm talking about Johnny Pope's ministry over in the Houston. Little small ministry. Ministers like Makita Smith Ministry in the Barker area, in the Amazon church, boy, you the kingdom oriented. Man, people who, man, desire, boy, is to help God reestablish his governing influence back upon you, to take the place of religion. Man's attempt to appease God and get it back to, boy, what God is doing for us. Well, he redeemed our life from destruction and crowned us with loving kindness and tender noises, so our youth is renewed like the eagles. And listen, don't you forget none of those benefits. What benefits? Who forgive all your iniquities, who heal all of our diseases, who redeems our life, who crowns us, who bestows upon us, boy, authority, anointing us, what bestows upon us, crown us. When they put a crown upon you, that means they bestow upon you authority and honor and power. And the Bible says he has crowned us with glory and with honor and power. But what, praise God, so that we can take our faith back, boy, as who we originally, boy, he created us, what? King and queen. And now when you come into the kingdom, boy, they accept the good news. Now you got to grow up in. Now you got to learn, man, the functioning principles of it. Because when you come into this kingdom, it's just like you came into this world, sis, a liberty baby. That's why Jesus said you got to be born again. How you get born again, boy? You keep listening to this broadcast, and one of these days, if it ain't already took place, boy, the seed of this word is going to hit the womb of your spirit, and a conception is going to take place. And you're going to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to win your kingdom. You're going to do like old Nicodemus did, boy. You're going to come looking for Jesus. And instead of running from Jesus, you're going to come looking for Jesus and say, good math. How you get in this kingdom? What must I do to be saved? You know what the answer is, boy? And all you got to do is believe. And believe what? That there's a door, boy. And Jesus said, I'm the door, and the door don't have no lock to it, boy. It's open 24/7. All you got to do is come on into the door. And when you come, don't just come to the door and worship at the door and admire the door and talk all about the door. No, come on through the door into, boy, another dimension. What? To your inheritance. What's your inheritance, boy? All of the kingdom of hell. What's the kingdom of hell in that place? In his culture. How did he never do the governing influence, boy, of the kingdom? And what did he do it through his son? By the power of the Holy Ghost. When you know you're born again, he said, just believe. Come on in. So if I don't believe, you got to hear first. Like I said, one of these days, boy, that seed going to hit that woman, boy, hit your spirit. And your spirit, man, he is laying dominant in your body. Boy, I'm done on a concession on take place. And you're going to be born again. Not at the will of man, but born of the Spirit of God through the incorruptible, ever-living, indestructible seed of God's word. That'll hit the womb of your spirit, boy, and bring you where you will receive your free gift of salvation. You'll receive, boy, your free gift of the Holy Ghost. You'll receive your free gift of faith. You'll receive your free gift of grace. You'll receive your free gift of the righteousness of God. All these things are gifts from God. You're trying to earn them when they are gifts from God. That left under the tree year after year after year that Jesus Christ come and bring you boy where he was born. They brought unto him gifts and frankincense and myrrh, boy, but they don't know why, what they fail to realize or what you might fail to realize, that he brought unto them greater gift of salvation. The gift of man grace, the gift of faith, the gift of eternal life, the free gift of righteousness, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and all the gifts that the Holy Spirit brings with you. All these are gifts from God. How you receive mother, boy, just grab a hold of them, man. He handing them out to people every day, man. So people don't know. If they knew what was behind the door, they wouldn't stop at the door. They'd come on behind the door. You know all the things that go ahead and store for you, baby. The people don't know. If they knew everything that go ahead and store for them, boy, they wouldn't run. They would be running from God. They wouldn't be in a hurry, man, to get out of the presence of the law. They wouldn't be in a hurry, man, to stop hearing the word of God. They want to hear it and hear it and hear it. Because it's the word of life. It's the most powerful force in the universe. It'll change sickness into hell. It'll change poverty into wealth. It'll change, man, a lost and dying sinner into a righteous son of God. It'll change darkness into light. It'll change hate, man, and slandering one another, man, and racism, man, into love. The powerful force in the universe. And the greatest thing that goes along with it, boy, is the love that comes with it. And God is free to give another both, boy. The word of God and the love of God. And all the shed of God in our hearts and in our lives by the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about him next month because I haven't introduced you to him yet. We're going to find out, boy, who this governor of the kingdom is and why Jesus Christ sent him back. Because he's the one that finished the work. He's the one that do the work. And the reason why we hadn't been seeing there in great manifestation of God's love and God's grace and God's mercy manifested in the earth, because we've been out there trying to do it for us and then follow some instructions. What the same instructions? Man, you tear in Jerusalem. There's a lot of time more we went before we got sin. And you went without the power. Yeah? The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. But he called us to ministry, man. He ain't this, he ain't gonna change his mind, but sometimes we went before we got sin. Jesus told them ones to call the disciples, tear in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. And then you shall be a witness, watch this, not for me, but unto me. What's a witness for Jesus? You talking those who talk about Jesus and what he did and everything. What's a witness unto Jesus? Those who go do the work of Jesus. You say the work that I do, you shall be also. Greater work. That's a witness unto Jesus. What's a witness for Jesus? We're going to talk about what Jesus did. And how he opened God up, and how he unstopped that deal, and how he did this, and how he did that. And Jesus told you, you go. And you make disciples of all men, and you teach them everything I taught you, and I'll be with you. Yeah. Hey, listen, my time is about up, and I know I have to get out of here, but I'll just say a quick prayer for you. Father, I just pray, Lord, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. And that through this Facebook page, through this ministry, through this radio broadcast, Father, that you lead your people, Father, past the bleeding side of the cross, Father, all the way into your very soul. That they may experience your love, Father, not religion. That they might know you, Father, as only you can make yourself known to them. So I ask you to speak to every last one of them, heart, Father, in a personal encounter, so that they might know that they know that they know beyond any shadow of doubt that you are their source and their sustainer. And you have just one desire, Father, and that's to reconcile all of us back unto yourself so that you can finish the work that you began in us. So that it might be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. And we'll be careful, Father, to make sure, Lord, that we give you all of the credit, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. But this is your team. We are the sheep of your pastor. We belong to you, Father. You are our source and you are our sustainer. Holy Spirit, we open our hearts to you. And we say to you, come on in and teach us and lead us and guide us into all of the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Take us out of religion to relationship. Speak to our hearts on a daily basis. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Father, I thank you, Lord. And this is the confidence that I have, that if I ask you anything according to your will, I know that you hear me. And because I know that you hear me, then I know that I have the petition that I desire of you. Therefore, I say and decree and declare that your kingdom come in the lives of your people, and your will be done in the lives of your people here on earth as it is in heaven. I cancel every assignment of the enemy, the devil, that will hinder us in any kind of way from reaching our maximum potential. I break his assignment over our lives. I break his power over our lives. I decree and declare, Satan, that you are a defeated foe and your kingdom has come down. Just like Moses told Pharaoh, I come and tell you the same thing. Loose God's people and let them go. In the mighty authority of the word of God. For thus saith the Lord, loose us and let us go, so that we might go across this Jordan River into the promised land, into our inheritance, into the fullness of all that our Father has in store for us. Thank you, man. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Bishop Townsend, thank you so much. God bless you. Pastor Liddy, I love you. And the family over there, Let's Go High Ministry, I bless y'all in the name of Jesus. Praise God. First.
persecuted. Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number.